Srila Gurudev was explaining that when one comes onto the path of Raganuga Bhajan, when one is aspiring to come onto this path, then he wants to become one-pointed. He wants to become ananya, develop ananya bhakti. So in the process of attempting to become ananya, meaning that one will have one worshipful Supreme Lord, and that will be his Ishtadeva. But there will come one question in the mind that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna, they are both our worshipful Supreme Lord, but there is some difference in their process of worshipping them. And in the process of archan, one may be offering articles on separate plates, for example, and there is some different methods of approach. So one may be thinking that if I am worshipping Mahaprabhu and I am also worshipping Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, that this is some distraction from developing this ananya, this one-pointed worship. So the question, this doubt, may come into the mind. But
minds of Vaidhi Bhakti Adhikari, it will come only to those who are some greed for serving Krishna. Go.
So then Gurudev was referring, he was giving reference to Jaiva Dharma, which he explained was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at a later time, even after he had given his commentary on the Manasiksha. He wrote something even further in Jaiva Dharma. And there he was expressing that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed the role of being like a mother, nurturing all the jivas and giving so much instruction, so many different circumstances in his pastimes where he gave so many different types of siksha. And he was giving siksha in Navadvip Dham, he was giving siksha in Puri, and in his travels, meeting Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Roy Ramananda, and demonstrating to the world how he is showing the path himself and also through his associates. And he empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to write so many literatures which would detail all of the instructions he had given to him. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is playing the role of the guru, of the bhajan siksha guru, showing the path how to perform bhajan. And if one approaches Mahaprabhu in this way, and understanding that actually he is directing us, he is teaching us how to enter into the path of worshipping Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vraja, and that that is our worshipful Supreme Lord, then this will not distract us. We will understand the position of Mahaprabhu in relationship to Radha and Krishna, and there will be no difficulty in our mind that we are not giving one-pointed ananya bhakti to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
More essence. He's coming?
Yesterday, could you discuss nadamam? Nadamam.
So,
the essence, what I told.
So, Gurudev had explained that from reading the first verse, then three doubts will come. The first doubt is that it is said that one should perform activities which are stated within the Vedic scriptures.
Oh, essence I only want in 4-5 lines.
Okay, so as Urukram Prabhu was stating, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who has this greed for Raghunuga Bhajan, then there will be some reconciliation that needs to be done. Because on one hand, one will see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is so merciful, that even he's more merciful, even though he is Krishna, he's none other than Krishna, but actually he's more merciful than Krishna because he's the combined form of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. And when we look at Srimati Radhika and Krishna, actually Srimati Radhika, she's even more merciful than Krishna. So what to speak of when Krishna comes endowed with the mood of Srimati Radhika? That still, his attributes are there, and on top of that, the unlimited mercy of Srimati Radhika. So, one understanding that Krishna has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the fallen conditioned souls in this age, then obviously one will be so much indebted and will have that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one's worshipable Lord. But at the same time, in following the path of Raj Bhakti, we understand that we're to have Ananya Bhakti, one-pointed devotion service or devotion towards Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So how will one reconcile? Because one cannot neglect Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gurudev, he quoted the verse, Anapita charim chirat karunaya vitana kalo samapaitam unoto jwala rasa swa bhakti sriyam. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come himself to taste unoto jwala ras, and he's come to give Unoto Jwala Rasa Swa Bhakti Sriyam, which is the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. And coming in the age of Kali, he's practically shown himself how to follow this path of Vraj Bhakti, specifically Vraj Bhakti in the mood of Madhura Ras. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is coming Kali Yuga as Guru. So Gurudev, he explained that what kind of guru, that he's come as Bhajan Guru, to show how we can enter into Vraj Bhakti. So when performing one's devotional service, then just as one will always honor one's guru, so then one will honor Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one's Bhajan Guru, remembering how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically Gurudev explained, in the morning, when one rises in the morning, and Nishant Lila is there. This is the early hours of the morning, 3-4 o'clock, when Srimati Radhika and Krishna are rising. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he's rising, and in the mood of Srimati Radhika, then he is in separation, because Srimati Radhika at this time of the morning, she's thinking that very soon that she will be separate from Krishna. And she's undergoing pangs of separation, even though they're together. So streams of tears are coming down the face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this mood of separation. So honoring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he's meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vraj, then we can also continue in this Asakaliya Bhajan. Gurudev said, for those who are on that platform to meditate on Asakaliya Bhajan, then they'll reconcile like this, seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing them the way how to enter.
He is like a guru. Though he is himself Krishna and Radhika, both, especially he is Krishna himself. But in this Kali, he has come as a guru, like Bhajan Guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, and like all these things. So we must remember, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like a guru. Then our Ananya will be there. Ananya means one-pointed bhakti will be there. And no negligence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you will do like this, one day, like a dasya bhav to Mahaprabhu, then when your bhakti will be matured, you will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Radha and Krishna conjugal. So let anyone, he is doing a separate archana of Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Let them do, don't disturb them. Because they are qualified up to this point. So let them do, don't disturb them. But those who have some taste and greed to serve in the way of gopis like Rupmanjari and all others, they should not do. What said Nudo and what I told. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. But if anyone doing Radha Krishna also and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar, let them do. Don't disturb them. It is not against bhakti. Let them do. By doing so, I dasya rasya bhakti, oh, one day they will see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. Any doubt? You can.
You were saying that this worship is something of superior nature, and we also know that Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod himself also worshipped Gaur Gadadhar. So how does this fit in with
Gaur
this idea?
Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev Prabhu. So they are going to forest for cow herding and all these things. Like playing always both. Like Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself a Radhika. And they can remind each other that how beautiful pastimes of gopis to Krishna was going on. They will not tell like what they are doing Gaur or Nityananda. Like a friend rush, they can talk or play like this. But Gaur Gadadhar, Gadadhar Pandit Radhika, his mood has been, she has given her mood to Krishna. But his whole mood is with her. Only mood, some mood is to Krishna. So she is looking after Krishna, whether he is playing the role of myself is okay or not. And sometimes Gadadhar Pandit rebukes, oh, you have not played that role. Always looking like that. So Gaur Gadadhar is like Madhur Ras. And Gaur Nityananda Prabhu like Dasya or friend. And where Gaur Nityananda Prabhu will be, or Gaur Gadadhar will not be there. Like where Nityananda Prabhu Baldev will be there, Radha Krishna conjugal cannot be there. So there are so many things. No, never. No worship like this. Gaur Shiva. New. I have heard new one. Concoction, yes. Don't make any. There are so many things. I will explain all these things. Some person and ladies has been initiated. Their names would be announced.
All the devotees who have taken initiation this morning, we will announce your name. And if you can stand up and in this way receive the merciful glance of Srila Gurudev, and all the Vaishnavas will be so happy.
Objection, and it is not suitable for you, you can tell me.
If the name is not suitable, correct?
But I have kept, or this name was from previous.
Kuana Kolar Kolenson.
Kuana, you are here? Yes.
Oh. Kumala, very soft and sweet Sakhi of Radhika. She is Kumala Sakhi. So, Kumala Sakhi ki...
Yeah.
What name I have given you?
What is your name?
Kumala. Kumala Sakhi.
If you do not know how to write your name, you can come afterwards to me and you can see on the paper.
Very beautiful, short and sweet Sakhi of Radhika.
Then, Bhaktin Denise is here. Please stand up.
Oh, very jolly Sakhi of Krishna, Dhanishtha, always serving Krishna in the house of Mother Yashoda and making some way how Radha and Krishna should meet. So, Dhanishtha Sakhi ki.
Then Bhaktasai Brown, please stand up.
Oh, one of the friends of Krishna is Subhadra. Very beautiful and very strong. And always protects Krishna and saves Krishna. And always sometimes serving Krishna. And massaging the Lord's feet of Krishna. And Krishna also sometimes massages to Subhadra. So Subhadra Prabhu ki. Try to remember your names.
After you can check.
Or Ma.
Then we want to ask Kamala Lochan. Bhaktin Kalam, Kamala Lochan to stand.
So Kamala Lochan is okay. What? I have changed?
No, Kamala.
Kamala Naina. Kamala Naini.
Nayani.
Kamala Naini. Eyes very beautiful like lotus. That Sakhi of Radhika, Kamala Naini.
Okay. Then Bhaktin Susan Larkin.
Suchandra. Suchandra Sakhi ki. What is the meaning of Suchandra? I have one with the beautiful and sweet Sakhi of Radhika. His face like moon, more beautiful than moon. So she is called Suchandra. Suchandra Sakhi ki. Suchandra Dashi. Go.
Bhaktin Krishna Alan, please stand up.
Oh, Chapala Dasi. Chapala Dasi ki.
Yeah.
Chapala means one of the girlfriend of Srimati Radhika. Always restless to see Krishna and Radhika. Always restless. Sometimes looking here, oh, Radhika is coming. I should serve Radhika. So, Chapala Dasi ki.
Yeah. Shama Manjari Devi Dasi, please stand up.
What name?
Shama Manjari.
What name was? Shama Manjari. There are two Shama, so I'm you also Shama. So I have changed his name because he is junior. So Shyamala Dasi. Shyamala, very beautiful. Like Krishna. No? So, Shyamala Dasi ki.
Yeah. Then, no name has been given, but you can stand up so all the devotees can give you proper respect. Nadia, she is small daughter of Yuga Kishore Prabhu. Oh, she's here.
What?
You've given same name.
Nadia.
Nadia.
Oh, Nadia.
Nadia.
Nadia is the birth place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not place or any person, like very beautiful maid girl of Navadvipa. and see the embodiment of Navdeep Dham. So Nadia Dasi ki.
Then Mekhala Dasi, also daughter of Yuga Kishore Prabhu.
Mekhala Dasi. Oh, good name. Very good name. Mekhala Dasi ki. What is Mekhala? Mekhala kisko kahte hain? Like a belt, but not belt. Like the belt of Radha and Krishna. Always serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. So Mekhala Dasi ki.
Then Brajadevi Dasi, please stand up.
Same name, very good name. Do you want to change or this name is okay? Oh, then very good name. Braj?
Devi Dasi.
Braj Devi Dasi, very good name. Braj Devi Dasi ki.
Kidai. Then Vakta Daumya. Please stand up.
Very. What name? Oh, Dhananjaya, one of the wife, covered friend of Krishna, very strong and always serving and always bringing cows here and there and serving Krishna. Dhananjaya Daski.
Then Jivananda Devi Dasi.
Jivananda. You want to be... Keep same name, then Jivananda ki?
Jivananda.
Jivananda Dasi. Gaur Premananda. She wants to change.
The devotees want to change, so she is agreeing.
So, what?
Janavi is already given.
Jashi Karna. Jayasri. Jayasri Dasi. Very beautiful. Jayasri Dasi. You should write the name.
Arrange. Yes.
And?
Okay. And Bhakta Michael, please stand up.
Murari Mohan.
Oh. We have selected a very good name. Murari Mohan Prabhu ki. Very good. You know Murari Mohan? Krishna is Murari Mohan.
Then, Bhaktin Devi, please stand up.
What name was? Devaki Dasi ki. Yes.
Then two children, they haven't changed their name.
There are two Devakis. Three Devakis. One Devaki in Mathura, the mother of Krishna. And another is Devaki in Vrindavan, in Gokul, herself Yashoda. And also a Devaki in Vrindavan, the Shakhis of Radhika, Devaki. So she is a Sakhi of Radhika, Devaki Dasi ki.
Kida. Then Narayan Das Brahmachari, please stand up.
Oh, good name. I don't want to change.
Narayan Das Brahmachari Kida.
Good name.
Kalindi Dasi, please stand up.
Very good name, Kalindi. Kalindi Dasi ki. Very good name.
Then Shyamasundari Dasi.
Oh, very good name. You want to change or? What?
She wants to change.
You want to change? So what name was?
Nothing.
What is name?
Shyamasundari.
Shyamasundari. Family to ask you come. Shyama Priya.
Wow.
Shyama Priya, very good name. You know Shyama? Who is Shyama? Who is Shyama? Radhika is Shyama. Krishna is Shyam. Radhika is Shyama. So Shyama Priya means Priya of Radhika. Very near, dear.
Then, Bhakta David, please stand up.
What name?
Name has been given Dinesh.
Huh?
Dinesh.
Dinesh? Oh, one of the friend of cowherd boy of Krishna. Dinesh Das ki. Dinesh, very like Ujjwala. Very good friend. Dinesh Das ki.
Then Pushpanjali. David Dasi, please stand up.
Oh, it is a good name, Pushpanjali. Do you want to change or keep the same name?
What? Same name or change?
Oh, same name? Oh, this, kya naam? Pushpanjali Dasi ki. Very good.
Then Chakri, please stand up.
What name?
You have given name.
Oh, very good name, Chandrabhanu. Chandrabhanu Prabhu Das ki.
Jai.
Chandrabhanu. You should try to remember this name. Very good name. This name is related to Srimati Radhika and his father, uncle of Srimati Radhika, is Chandrabhanu. Good name.
Then, Madhava, please stand up. Madhava.
Here.
Oh,
small boy.
Boy.
Well, small boy. Yeah.
Eh?
Same name, Madhava.
Madhava. Madhava. Oh, Madhava is very good name. I don't want to change this name. Madhav Das ki.
Huh? Then this year there will not be any sacrifice because Navin Prabhu says Pundarik Prabhu has no time. It will be next year.
What?
Fire sacrifice.
Yeah? What?
Today is...
Don't worry, today will be end of this year. So
tomorrow, next year, so...
Very tricky persons. I was thinking, why they are making 1 year late? Okay.
On 4th of January, there will be fire sacrifice here. On Monday at 8:30 in the morning, all those who have taken initiation, please be present. Others can also participate. And the ones who have taken Diksha, male, should shave their hairs. Then another announcement I will quickly make. On Saturday, there will be a program in the center in Muvilambar in the morning. Tomorrow is Friday, and we would like to invite all the devotees to come tomorrow to Muvilambar for Nagar Sankirtan. Radhanath Prabhu will organize, together with Premananda Prabhu and all the devotees, to have a big Nagar Sankirtan party after lunch or... No, Saturday not. Public holiday?
So you should announce with taking
consensus with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you should meet together and fix any.
You can announce what will be the program because there seems to be not a clear.
It is not suitable for tomorrow? Nagar Sankirtan?
There is a public holiday. No one is in the street.
Achha. Are bole da. Oh, this key? Anyone belong? This key? Oh, why not taking?
Two devotees we have forgotten to mention. They can... Also, please stand up now. They have also taken initiation. Radha Damodar Prabhu and Shyama Manjari. David Asi.
Thank you.
This name is so good. Yes. Radha Damodar. Yes. Very good name. I don't want to change. And also Shyama. Shyama Manjari. Oh, very good name. Shyama Manjari ki. Yes. Radha Damodar ji ki. Yes. Very good. If he likes, no problem then. What's your name, please? Kina?
Dhira Krishna.
Oh, very good name. Dhira Krishna Prabhu ki.
Yeah.
He's Brahmachari. You are Brahmachari? Yeah. Oh, Dhin Krishna Brahmachari ki. Yeah. You should be always very qualified and very strong Brahmachari. Very good. Now you should come to our class. Come to our class. If anyone is serving Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu, no harm. They should go on doing. They should have no doubt. Only for these advanced devotees who have come in the stage of Raga Nuga, that is, they have greed, actually greed, then they should do like this, what I have told. In Raganuga Marg, there is no archan. No? In Vaidhi Bhakti, there is archan. No? If anyone note down these things, very authentic things, if anyone serving Radha and Krishna, doing archan and all these things, but in Vaidhi Marg, they will not go to Vaikuntha. Where they will go? If they are liberated, and if they are becoming Siddha,
perfect,
then they will go in Goloka, where opulence and Swakiya Bhav is there. Opulence. There is no sarkiya, parkiya, anything there. Only like Vaikuntha Adhipati, so much opulence, and only sakya bhav like that, there is. They will serve like, oh Prabhu, like this, Radha and Krishna, like Lakshmi and Narayana. But not in Vaikuntha, but in Golok. What is Golok? The boundary line of Brajamandal, Gokul or Braja or Vrindavan. Boundary line, you know? What is called? Parkota like. So there. And if anyone is doing archan of Radha Krishna. By what way? With Raganuga Marga. Then they will go to Vrindavan. In the heart of Golok. And they will serve Radha Krishna conjugal in Unnat Ujjala Rasa. And those who are worshipping Krishna and Radha, not in the mood of this Unnat Ujjal, not in the guidance of any gopis, they can be in Mathura. What they will do? Oh, like Satyabhama, Mathura or Dwarka, they will serve in the Golok. But where? Not go Golok. They will go where? Inside, in Dwarka, and they will serve. Because Radha is somewhat coming from Radhika, Satyabhama. So, they will serve Satyabhama and Krishna. So, these are so many things. For a Raganuga sadhak, they should know all these things. Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur has kindly told all these things. You should also know that in Vrindavan, in Golok, there are three places: Vrindavan, Gokul, and Braj, same thing. No? And then Dwarka and Mathura, Purukshetra and other places. There are three kinds of Radhika, same Radhika, but her mood has been somewhat changed. Srimati Radhika is of three kinds. Vishwanu Nandini, no? And Radhika Sanjogini and Radhika Vyogini. No? Who is Vishwanandini? Always together with Krishna. Always. No separation. Some separation would be there. When Srimati Radhika is doing man, or when Krishna goes to cowherds, or when she feels prem vaichitra, only there. But all when Krishna and both are, Radhika are both together. So she never feels separation. And this is of Nitya Leela. From morning to again morning. From Nishant Leela to all. These are Nitya Leela. No? Understand? No Namittik Leela. There are three loks. That is prakat manifestation of dham and aprakat lila sthal, the place of aprakat where all leelas are there, nitya lila always, and another is Drishyaman Dham, what we see now, no pastimes, no Krishna and Radha there. This is what? Present. What we are seeing. Who are seeing? We. Covered with Maya, we are seeing that no pastime. We can hear there pastimes, I mean, we can see that, oh, this is the same Govardhan which Krishna lifted. This is same Yamuna. So this is called Drishyaman or present Dham. And what is Prakat Dham? Prakat Dham? Where Krishna descended with his all association, and Braj Dham from Golok Vrindavan, it descended here. Both are same. Both are same. No difference at all. But there is some difference that at the time of Prakat, at the time when Krishna was playing and descending there, Yog Maya has connected this earth to transcendental earth, pastime place. So at that time, the beauty of that place, Vrindavan Dham, was so glorious. And Radha, all can see, oh, Nitya Siddha, Siddha, and those who are Sadhan Siddha, all can go there. But Sadhan Siddha, Sadhak, those who are practitioner, like Bhav Avastha, they cannot go there. So many differences. Same transcendental dham, but here our eyes are covered with material maya. Our yog maya has covered it, our eyes, so we cannot see. But any very high class of devotee, sometimes he may see the glimpse of that. In this Prakat Leela, in that Aprakat Leela, there is no birth of Krishna, past pastime. No? There is no Abhimanyu, the husband of Radhika, not going and coming from Vrindavan to Mathura and Dwarka, but only there is ego. Idea number. False ego, Abhiman. Abhiman means? What Abhiman? Conception. That Krishna has gone there. And Yashoda has yielded a son. So no janma. Only Navakishore Natvar Murti, Krishna is there and Radhika is there in Vrindavan. This is the root thing in Vrindavan. Only in Aprakat Vrindavan, a conception will come that Krishna had gone to Mathura and Dwarka. And now they are thinking like, oh, very bad thing. That's separation. We cannot tolerate these things. But in Prakat Leela, these conceptions take a solid murti form. That mood, that Srimati Radhika thinks that I am married to Abhimanyu, there is only mood, conception. By yog maya. But here in Prakat Leela, it takes a shape. And anyone can see, oh, he is the husband of Sri Radhika. Or in this Prakat Leela, we can see that Yashoda is giving birth to Krishna. In this. And there, no janma. But all know that oh, Yashoda had given a child and his name is Krishna and he is Yashodananda. No? There is concession of Dwarka, but not going Dwarka. They remember that, oh, Krishna had gone. Now he should not go. And feeling so much separation. There is no Kans, only some idea of Kans. That, oh, if Krishna will go there, then he will fight with Kansa and Charun Mostik. No really Charun Mostik are there. Only ego is there by Yogamaya. And in Prakat, these conceptions have taken solid shape. And they have become Charun Mostik, Kansa, Jarasandha and all others. Only a realized person whose bhajan has come up to bhav, they can understand this. I am giving only a line, outline. Only for those who are want to advance. They have no worldly desires. Always thinking like this. So for their help, I am telling all these things. This is association. After that, aparanna. Aparanna. Purvanna. How Krishna is going to grazing cows. And Srimati Radhika and all gopis are looking Krishna from different angles. And when Krishna goes to cowherds, then how gopis go to Radha Kund and Kusum Sarovar and they try to meet. How pastimes of Surya Kund and all other things. How they took, they take Bansi from Krishna. And Krishna is always here and there. Oh, where is my Bansi? Where is my... You have. I will search whether you have taken or not. So like this. And sometimes gambling and Srimati Radhika is defeating Krishna and all gopis are clapping like that. And after that, coming from where? Cow grazing. And all the gopis are in Javat and they are looking Krishna. They are taking arati from their eye and craft. And after that, Shang Leela, oh, Krishna goes to milk cows after taking something, breakfast in evening, and then he goes, and gopis are there, looking them. How beautiful scenery. And after that, Srimati Radhika is cooking something in his jawar and sends it to Nandagaon. And Krishna with his all friends and father and all uncles and friends, he's taking prasadam. And this remnant is sent to, and in the midnight, again, they are meeting. So the never any separation. Only separation where? When Krishna goes to cowherd, or Srimati Radhika is doing maan, or anything. So see, this she is Vishvanandani. And Sanjogini, Biyogini, when Krishna goes to Mathura, one Radhika is always with Krishna, and she is Vishvanandani. But another Srimati Radhika, same Mad Radhika, some manifestation like this. Who is feeling separation? Where is Krishna? Krishna has gone to Mathura and after that he has gone to where? Dwarka. And always waiting for separation. This is Biyogini Radhika. Like Uddhava Kyari. This is Biyogini. It is in Prakat Leela. Not there. There is only Abhiman. But idea there. No shape. Not like this. Because Krishna never goes forever. Or for so many years. Like 108 years. Never. Only they see that. Like a dream that, oh, Krishna has come. Like this. And Sanjogini Radhika, who gives up Vrindavan and she goes to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna and to bring Krishna. You know that Srimati Radhika never Vishvanunandini or Biyogini Radhika never gives up Vrindavan. Never, never, never. Like Brajendra Nandan, Krishna and Rohini Nandan Ram, they never give up for a moment. Always flying in. So, this Vrishvanandani and Biyogini Radhika never leaves Vrindavan. But Sanjogini Radhika, feeling separation, and she goes to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna. And feeling so much separation, Biyog means separation would there. So she has left Vrindavan and went there. So this is Biyogini Radhika. Sanjogini. So I want to come to the point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Only I have told to give examples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one who took the beauty and intrinsic mode of Radhika. And he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sachinandan Gaurhari. But three aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. What? Always in always. He never gives up. And that is why Navadvip is called Vrindavan. And in Navadvip there are 9 islands, and in 9 islands, Vrindavan, Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bahulaban, Kamyaban, Khadirban, Gokilban, Bhadravan, Bhandirban, Bilvaban, Mahaban, Lohaban, all buns, and 12 upabans, and 12 shakhaban, 36 ban are there in Navadvip. But they are not like in Vrindavan situation. There, some are here, some are there, some are that. Not regular like Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Kumudvan, Madhuban, Talvan, situation not like that. In Navadvip, Mayapur is combination of Gokul and Mathura, where he took birth. And Govardhan Hill is where? Koladip, where Armat. And this, there is a Rasasthali, because in the lap of Govardhan, Ras becomes. And this Ras is so high class. So, Champakhatta is Ritudip, and Ritudip what? Radhakunda is there. And Bhandirbhat, one where? Modadrumdip, where? In other side. So all buns are there. All these buns are not in Puri. No? Not in Puri. So Vrindavan is abhinna to this Navadvip, and all buns are there. And Mahaprabhu, all pastimes, Nitya Leela for 8 times is in Navadvip, and he never gives up this Navadvip. So this is like Navadvip is Vrindavan. And his pastimes in morning, in very morning, he remembers the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and weeping. Then in Pratar Leela, in morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meditating the pastimes of Krishna and Radha in morning, what Krishna is doing. And Radha is doing in Jaot and Krishna in Nandagam, how they are taking baths and all other things. And Mahaprabhu is always meditating and weeping. And then in Aparanna, he is meditating these pastimes, how Krishna is going to not Aparanna, Purvanna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whole life he is doing like this. Always in Golok Vrindavan Shvetadeep, these Neelar are Nitya. And here Prakat Leela. They are Aprakat Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, he has not to go to Puri, to Dakshin Bharat, nothing. Only always playing this Ashtakali Leela in Navadvip. In Aprakat Leela, Svetdip, no Sannyas Leela. Only there is some idea, and this idea here, so this Sannyas Leela of Puri is what Leela? In here it is like taken Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken. And but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave Mathura or Vrindavan, similarly like Krishna. But who goes there? Only manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and takes sannyas, because this is not Nitya Leela. Understand? It is like Nitya Leela. How? That the birth of Krishna in Aprakat Leela is Nimittik Leela. the marriages done to all are Naimittik Leela there. Only the idea that Krishna has been married, Krishna has taken birth. So, in Nitya Golok, where Shvetdev, by the side of Vrindavan, no sannyas leela, only mood is there. And that mood, Abhiman, takes form here, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. And he leaves Vrindavan, that is Navadvip, and goes to Puri. Where? What is Puri? Dwarka. Why? Subhadra cannot come to Vrindavan. The son of Vasudev, Baldev and Krishna, Vasudev, Krishna, they cannot come to Vrindavan. You know? So, Mahaprabhu is playing the role of sannyasi only there. Where? In Dwarka. So, this is only moved in there, Aparakat Leela, and Nitya Leela where there is. And this is what? In there, only Abhiman is there. But here, that Abhiman takes shapes. And he goes, he takes sannyas and he goes to Puri, to Dwarka. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to Puri. Why? But this is Prakat Leela. That mood has taken shape. How? Why? From there he went to where? South India, like Sri Rangam, met with Venkat Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta and others. And he was playing so many pastimes. And he went to also Godavari Tat, and where he met Rai Ramana. No? So all the pastimes who took place in there, so always separation mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling, and Radhika mood he was testing. What are these things in Puri? You should see, like what I told in Vrindavan of Krishna. So, the Mahaprabhu of Dwarkapuri, who is he? Manifestation of... So, Mahaprabhu always in Kishore Leela without taking sannyas. He is taking birth in Navadvip, playing with boys, always doing Sankirtan. No opulence at all. But in Puri, so much opulence. Anyone cannot go to Mahaprabhu. Never can go. They can go up to Rai Ramananda and they will beg permission and they then can go. No? And what he is doing? Very big affluence. Very big. Anyone cannot do like this. But Navadvip Leela is like Nar Leela. And there, Aishwarya Leela, where? And in Dakshin, South India, he meets and he hears something. In Gaur Leela, there is anything to hear? Anything to hear? Navadvip. He's like Naravata Leela, all pastimes. In Puri, he becomes like tortoise. Sometimes so long. This is affluence. A man cannot do like this. So, now you should come. So, Navadvip Leela is Vrindavan like Leela. And Narvata Leela. So, this is place is highest. And secondary comes Puri Leela, where he is testing the modes of Radhika in Gambhira. Like this. And in South India, this is like going there. Mahaprabhu, why he will go to South India? he will never go living Vrindavan and living Navadvip. But he goes in Prakat Leela. So he is like Sanjogini. Sanjogini, Nabiyogini. Sanjogini. That life. So we should try to know all these things. And then chant and remember all these things. What? You should not exercise your mental exercise. Otherwise, Maya will come. So try to chant more. I am telling what I am telling, not my view. I am telling the views of Guru Parampara. It is very rare to see. You cannot search where it is done. Very hard. But I have given the essence and some lines. After some time you will forget. And those who are so fortunate, they will not forget. But this is the thing. What I am telling in pure sense, but you cannot take it in pure form. Some Maya conception will cover. You will try to know by intelligence, but don't exercise your mental excupulations. Try to have a full faith and try that they should manifest in our heart. This is true to anything. Gaur Premanand.